Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to another edition of your favorite 2 hours on a Wednesday evening, and mine's as well, the National Sports Report on the NSR Sports Network. We got a great show for you today. We are going to talk about the youth ranking system, brought to you by the National Sports Report, of course, and our partners out east, Generation Next. Lots of shakeups in youth football and in the youth football landscape, and we'll talk a little bit about that. We're also going to talk a little bit of NFL. We're also going to talk a little bit more about what's going on in our country, as a lot of you, maybe you don't know, but it's making national news. Another unarmed black man shot, this time in my home, San Diego. Last week we had this type of thing going on with my brother from another mother, Coach Duck, and his town, and now it has made its way out west, and there is a lot of unrest out there. And before we get into the show, we just want to pray for the families of any of those victims, because that's indeed what they are, victims of this violence. Something has to change, but you cannot stop violence with violence. So all of you guys out there who are listening to the sound of my voice, please, 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 love is the answer. Don't go out there and do anything stupid. But we're going to keep it positive on the show tonight. We're going to have a good time. We're going to talk about sports. We're going to talk about these kids. And we're going to have a great time. Joining me, as usual, is my brother from another mother. Coach Duck, how are you and how are things going on your side of the world?
Well, hopefully I won't lose you tonight. Well, we're getting a storm coming through, Coach P, so the weather's pretty rough right now coming through North Carolina.
Well, we'll keep you on as long as we have you on, Coach. You know, it's a blessing. So, you know, we will definitely appreciate the time that we do have with you. So we'll just jump right into the show, and we'll talk about, and just to get this out of the way, the pressing issues. You on the ground there in Charlotte. What's the latest and greatest that the rest of the world may not know that you guys know there local about that situation?
Well, I think they've been doing a pretty good job with, like, CNN and some of the other ones, making sure everybody in the U.S. knows exactly what's going on, not only the U.S., but the world, too, that the happening, you know, they're calling for the resignation of the, you know, the police director of the police department and the mayor. So they're really putting a lot of pressure on them. And the whole deal, too, is dealing with the video, the tapes. You know, the tape says one thing, the wife says another thing, and, you know, it's ongoing. And I think somebody put on frame by frame of the cops throwing a gun. So it's really crazy. They really have to get down to the bottom of this. I don't know what's going to happen as far as with the mayor, but right now it's still pretty peaceful. So, and now this is happening out there where you are. So that might stir things back up, even all the way back to the East Coast.
Absolutely, and it's an absolute tragedy. For those of you who don't know, unarmed black man was shot by the police, apparently, and, you know, we don't want to get, you know, wrong facts out there, but apparently there was a call made to the police by a family member because the man was acting erratic. This is a man that has a history of mental instability, and that was made clear to the police when they came out. And he's dead. He didn't get his day in court. And I just want to stress that fact a little bit that, you know, that's all, you know, anyone wants. I mean, when people talk about justified, you know, whether it was justified or not. I just can't see a guy being killed without a weapon being a justified killing, you know, when we have to give these people their day in court. I mean, it just is crazy. It's just crazy to me. I saw somewhere on the news tonight or yesterday that there was a school shooting. That young man was taken alive, but yet it seems that, you know, black men are killed because of this inherent fear. We're going to leave that right there. You know, we're not going to dwell on that. Again, we're going to get into some positive things, but we're going to leave that right there. But I felt that it needed to be said. So the rankings, Coach. If you don't know or you've been under a rock, the National Sports Report, in conjunction with Generation Next, visit those guys at mygennext.com for the latest and greatest on national youth football news. Also, hit us up at nsrfootball.com where you can find the same. Rankings came out, Coach. You know, we had a very big national live stream last week with the Steelers. Snoop's team, and I'm going to bring in our resident sports mom because she watched the live stream as well with the 14U Pomona Steelers travel to Fort Lauderdale and played the number one team in the nation, and the number one team in the nation for a reason. And they got drugged behind the woodshed and got an old-fashioned butt-whooping 67-0. And I'll come back to you, Coach Duck, but Shoshana, what was going through your mind when you saw that type of butt whooping, and how did it make the West Coast look, in your opinion?
I was, you know, I was texting like, is this score the correct score? Unbelievable. I mean, I know a couple of the kids who play for Snoop, and they some ballers, but unfreaking believable. I mean, I was just. I think I was more stunned because, according to Snoop, and this is nothing against Snoop because I think he's a cool guy and a great coach. According to him, he can handle it. He could deal with those kids. He can, you know, they can play with the best of the best. That was just unbelievable. And I think what it makes it look are that our Cali kids can't really hold up to the kids who are in Florida, Texas, but they can. You know, it was just one of them freak games where they got blown out. And, of course, the Canes wasn't trying to let up. They was trying to embarrass Snoop's team. At least that's how I think.
Yeah, that's how it looked. And, you know, a lot during that week. And see, for those of you guys who, you know, because we get a lot of posts and stuff and we put out there a lot of comments, hey, are these some guys in their basement, you know, putting these rankings out and that type of stuff? Nah. We guys that travel all over the nation and see a lot of the youth football talent that's out there. Also, guys, we're guys that have coaching backgrounds, that understand how to break down film and understand what we see on film. We got a lot of guys saying, oh, man, you guys are hating on us and so forth and so on, and then you go out there and get, you know, get it handed to you 67-0. And it was a great look for the kids. You know, the kids had a great time, and you guys saw Coach Snoop really come out and say all the right things, said what he was supposed to say, and it was a great deal, basically, for an opportunity for the kids. I mean, you know, when you play on Snoop's team, you do get to travel around the nation and that type of stuff, which is a good look. I think the main reason why they lost that game, you know, had a lot to do with scheme and that type of stuff. And then preparation, and then we talk about, and by preparation I mean the actual physical side of it, you know, conditioning, that type of stuff. Them boys in Florida, you know, those are a lot of track guys. So, you know, for that game, it's tough to travel and then get off the plane and think that you're going to step on the field and beat the number one team in the nation. Coach Duck, did you get an opportunity to see any of that game or any of that live stream? And if so, what were your thoughts on that game? You still got you, Coach Duck. I know Coach Duck is going through that storm out there. So
okay, I got you, Coach.
Yeah.
I'm back, okay, Coach.
Yeah.
Yeah. I didn't really get to see a lot of it, more so of just people on Facebook talking about it. You know, everybody was, you know, kind of like Coach on the Mom, Coach Harvey said that everybody was kind of in shock because I thought it would have been a better showing from the West Coast coming to play against the Florida team. But hey man, that's what football is all about. You know, any given Saturday or Sunday, anything can happen. So, you know, the thing is they have nothing to feel ashamed of. You know, you go back to the drawing board and get it right. But one thing I am tired of hearing Coach P and Coach Harvey is everybody, oh, why my team not ranked? Why this and that? Okay, if you don't send the information in, Coach P, help me understand this. How can we rank a team?
Absolutely. And this is another thing with that. Even though, you know, we do have scouts everywhere. I mean, we've got scouts everywhere that feed us information. People really need to understand there are literally thousands of teams out there. And the argument is made, oh, well, there's no way to really do a ranking system when, you know, some teams are weighted and some teams are this way. Look, guys, at the end of the day, football is football. When you get to high school, guess what? There's going to be different weights. There's going to be different ages. Football is football. We football guys that know the game, that know how to break down film. And see, that's the problem. A lot of times in youth football, you hear guys that don't want to trade film or don't want to send film and stuff like that. You're not really coaching, you know. And let me tell you something. When I was coaching youth football, high school football, I don't care if you see my film. I don't care. We're going to execute. And that's what wins football games, not coming out with some trickery or five wide receivers and your offensive line can't get in a three-point stance. I can't stand that, and I've been seeing a lot of bad football over the past few months, and it just is what it is. I love this game. I know this game. You know, the guys on this call, we know this game. We love this game. And the fact of the matter is that coaches, we just got to be better. It just is what it is. We're going to take one quick break. When we come back, we're going to break down the rankings. We're going to go through – I'm going to try to go through as many of them as we can before we get our guests on. You are listening to the National Sports Report on the NSR Sports Network. Do yourself a favor, and please don't go anywhere.
Hello, San Diego. This is Coach Rod Williams with Step Academy, Speed to Enhance Performance. You can look us up at our website, stepacademy.net. I'm listening to San Diego's best sports radio show, the NSR Sports Radio.
Looking for football news at every level? Then look no further. The National Sports Report and NSRFootball.com are proud to present NSR Sports Radio. Join your host, Coach P, as we break down the trending topics in the NFL, the NCAA, high school football, youth football, and beyond. Also joining us are former NFL quarterback Akili Smith and Coach David Riley in our Ask the Duck segment. These two guys have over 25 years of football experience, and they are waiting to share it with you. Join all the action every Wednesday at 6 p.m. Pacific, 9 p.m. Eastern, only on the National Sports Report. Football news at every level.
Collect your favorite NFL players. Upgrade with stars from the past and present. And dominate your rivals on the field. This is the next level of fantasy football. This is where the season never ends. This is where legends are made. This is Madden Ultimate Team.
I'm Coach Robbie Preston, offensive coordinator of the DCSAA State Champion Eastern Ramblers Senior High School, and you're listening to the NSR Sports Radio, football news at every level.
And welcome back to the National Sports Report. on the NSR Sports Network. I am indeed your host, Coach Pete. And we are going to go through the rankings, and we're going to go through them really fast just because we don't have a lot of time with that before our guests, our great guests, start blowing up the line. So I'm going to start in the 14U division, and I just want to clear something up also, too. The reason why we split up the 14U and the 13/14U division is because most of these teams in the 14U have guys with 15-year-old kids on the team. The teams in the 13U/14U teams are either 13 or true 14U teams with no 15U or 15-year-old players. Eighth grade cutoff, a lot of these guys are 13 in the eighth grade. So that is the reason for the cutoff. Okay, so I'm going to go through it real quick. At number one, and they will probably be number one through and through, shout out to Coach Jarvis, the Maryland Seahawks. Number two, Detroit Spartans. Number three, the Central VA Hurricanes. Number four, Ballantyne Gators. Number five, Moho County Lions. Great team. A lot of people say, oh, they didn't win any championships. This ain't about last year. This is about this year, what they added to the team. That's why they're the number five team, according to the National Sports Report, NPFA, and Generation Next. At six, we got the Bowie Elite out of Maryland. Number seven, Northwest Raiders out of PA. Number eight, Georgia Thoroughbreds. Number nine, Ravens out of Maryland. Number 10, the Overtown F5 Tornadoes out of Florida. Great team, great organization. Number 11, the AC Blackhawks out of PA. Number 12, the Fulton Raiders, the one team, because they've got a 1 and a 2 out of Tennessee. And 13, the Maryland Heat. Maryland Heat are 2-1. They lost a very close game early in the season, working their way back up the rankings. They were number 5, dropped down to number 15, and now they're back up at 13 because of their great play. Number 4, we got a new 14, I'm sorry, new entry, the San Antonio Outlaws out of Texas. And number 15, another new entry in the top 15, the Milwaukee Steelers out of Wisconsin. And I'll go to you, Coach. Coach Duck, any teams that stick out in that top class at the 14U division to you that make you say, wow, these kids can really ball?
Well, you know, Coach, I'm really excited to head over to Ballantyne to see the Gators, since I am in North Carolina. I haven't had an opportunity to see them play, and, you know, that would help me determine that number 4 ranking. I see, Coach, I'm looking for a lot of love. I remember when we used to do this, there was a lot of love for a lot of the Michigan teams. Now I kind of see a lot of the Maryland teams in here. I need to know what's happening here. Are we losing love for Michigan, or is Maryland gaining?
Well, I'll tell you what. This year, and this year particularly at the top levels, the 14U level, where you got 15U players on the teams, the Maryland teams are very, very, very good. And the problem with a lot of those teams is they're in the same league, and they're going to end up beating each other. The Maryland Seahawks, in my opinion, I mean, seeing these guys in person, seeing these guys on film, the film matches what we see in person. And a lot of people say, oh, there's no way they can beat us running that single wing. Until you see them in person and you see how physical they are and you see how they execute. They got about 5 or 6 plays. They run the hell out of them, and you just cannot stop them. The score will be tight for the first 3 quarters, and then you'll look up at the scoreboard, and it's 36-6, and you'll wonder what happened. And they do that to everybody. They don't necessarily win in a beautiful fashion, but they just win football games, and they do it by pounding you and pounding you and pounding you and executing. That's one thing I really want to stress at the youth football level. Guys, slim down that playbook. Shrink that playbook and start executing. And that's what the Maryland Seahawks do, and that's why they are the number one team, and they were our national champions by rankings last year. So moving on to the 13/14U eighth grade cap. Number one, we've got the Fort Lauderdale Hurricanes. And again, they just put a butt whooping on Snoop's Pomona Steelers. beating them 67-0. They are 5-0. They're number one team in the nation. Number two are the Inland Empire Ducks. I think they can definitely give Fort Lauderdale a run for their money. Not sure if they can beat them. That Fort Lauderdale team is all of it. I mean, I can't really hate on that, but I'm West Coast forever. Number three, we got Chandler Bears out of Arizona. This team is a great team. I would love to see the Chandler Bears play the IE Ducks or the Fort Lauderdale Hurricanes. I think that would be a good game. Number four, the Rainer Ravens out of Washington. Number five, the Miami Garden Chiefs. Coming at number five, they're 4-0. The Chiefs will play, I believe, the Fort Lauderdale Hurricanes, so we'll see what happens there. Number six, we got South Dixie Spartans out of Kentucky. Number seven, the Cincinnati Trojans Black, which is a very good, very underrated team out of Ohio that I think can play with any of the top five teams. They come in at number seven this week. Number eight, the Matthew Dickey Bulldogs out of Missouri. Number nine, the Plantation Wildcats. Number 10, the Central Houston Titans. Number 11, the Manassas Shutdown out of VA. The Manassas Shutdown Mutiny out of VA, very good team, very solid team. Number 12, the Omaha UA Patriots out of Nebraska. This is a great team. I think they can play with anybody in the nation. Number 13 is a team here in San Diego, the Otay Ranch Broncos, who beat our number 18 a couple of weeks ago. They really took them behind the woodshed and beat them by 28 points or so. They come in at number 13 this week. Number 14, the East County Lions. They are a new entry into the rankings this week because of great play with that team. They're 6-0 right now. And number 15 is the Liberty City Warriors. And you're noticing, too, Coach, we've been, you know, allowing teams that took an early loss, if they lost to one of our ranked teams, and we've been taking that into consideration. You lose to a ranked team and you play those guys tough, you don't fall all the way out. So they were ranked a lot higher than they are right now. I want to say when the season started, they were ranked 13. They took a very, very tough loss to a very, very good team, and they fell in the rankings. So that is our 13/14U division, and we're going to move on quickly to the 12U division, which, Coach, the 12U division is probably this year one of the toughest divisions in the nation. It's very, very tough to judge. But coming in at number one, again, is the Fort Lauderdale Hurricanes in the 12U division. They are just as good as that 14U team, very fast. It must be something in the water in Fort Lauderdale. Number two, the Central DeKalb Jaguars out of Georgia. Number three, a team out here in the Flow League, the Moreno Valley Falcons, and they are legit. They've got a 1-2 punch at running back and a quarterback that is one of the best quarterbacks in the nation. A little bit undersized, but, I mean, he's an absolute leader and throws a great football, great leader. They've got a great team. Number four, my hometown, the Watkins Hornets, the orange team. And the black team is pretty good, too, but the orange team we think is a little bit better. They come in at number four. Number five, the Silver Spring Saints out of Maryland. Number six, the Central VA Hurricanes out of VA. So the DMV, you guys need to stand up. You guys got a great football product, at least this year. You guys are making national noise, and we're going to show you some national love. Number seven is the Miramar Wolverines out of Florida. Number eight, U City Lions out of Missouri, coming in again. They got a great organization from top to bottom, particularly at the higher levels. Number nine, Otay Ranch Broncos, and they could be, we believe, at the 12U level could compete with any of these teams in the nation. Number 10, the Hamilton Tigers out of Maryland. Number 11, the Tucker Lions out of Georgia. They're 4-1, lost a early game. Again, tough opponent, lost by 1 point. They're at number 11 right now, making their way up. They were at number 15. Number 12, the Fort Worth Ravens out of Texas, great organization. They are premiering this week in week three in the top 15. Number 13, the Carson Colts, 12U team. And the Carson Colts, you know, we really talked about whether or not this team should be in there. They've got a man-child at running back who we think is arguably the second-best running back in the nation, maybe the top running back at the 12U division. Those guys are going to be making some noise. They come in or they stay at 13 this week with a 3-0 record. Number 14, the Henderson Cowboys, and they're out of Nevada. This is a team that doesn't impress you or wow you with a lot of their players. They just are so well coached. They get off the bus. You laugh because they're so small, and they just come out and take you behind the woodshed and beat up on you, and you wonder how in the world did that happen. And finally, at 15, making their debut is the Louisiana Vikings at 3-0. And, Coach, in the 12U division, any teams stick out to you or anything that we mentioned sticks out to you in that division?
Well, what I like, and I'm just going to kind of jump a little bit, the Merrimack Wolverines, they transform from the youth program into the high school program and always have a lot of kids going away to Division I schools. And, you know, and I've always kind of kept up with them because of the nature of how they, I guess want to say, maturate their kids and move them forward. And I think they're doing a nice job. Evidently, whatever they're doing on that youth level is transferring into the high school level. So they're one, I've been kind of watching.
Absolutely, and that's a great deal. And they won a very tough game against the Plantation Wildcats last week, and kind of moved them up and moved the Plantation Wildcats out of the rankings. Moving right along, going to the 11U. 11U was pretty tough to judge, but we're going to do it anyway. Number one, North Henry Tigers out of Georgia. Number two, the Atlanta Ducks. Now, the Atlanta Ducks and the North Henry Tigers will play this weekend. That is going to be a great game. Oh, no. I believe it's the Welcome All Tigers. I'm sorry. Forget that. Welcome All. That's number one. Number two, forget that. Number three, the Carson Colts. Now, I believe at the 11U level, the Carson Colts can play with anybody. The Carson Colts just recently played the L.A. Rams. That was a great game. We live streamed that. You can visit us at nsrfootball.com right now to check out that game in its entirety and really just see why that team is the number three team in the nation. Nothing really special. They just do what they do and they just execute. Very smart coaching staff, and they beat a very good L.A. Rams team last week. Number four, the Plantation Wildcats. Number five, the York Bears out of P.A. Number six, the North Houston Gators. Number seven, the East Lake Panthers out of San Diego, the black team. This is a team that played this Carson Colts team in the beginning of the season. I think that would be a great rematch if they played now. Number eight, the Virginia Cavaliers. Number nine, the Tampa Bay Jaguars. Number 10, the East End Warriors out of Kentucky. Number 11, the Westlake Bulldogs out of Maryland. Number 12, the Fort Lauderdale Hurricanes out of Florida. Number 13, the Fredericksburg Yellow Jackets, out of VA. Number 14, the Columbia Ravens. They are premiering in our rankings this week at number 14. And number 15, the Miami Gardens Ravens. And they are going to be playing the Fort Lauderdale Hurricanes very soon. That is going to be a very, very good game. So that is the 11U division. We're going to move on quickly to the 10U division. I want to try to make sure we get everybody in before we get our great guests on the line. At number one is the Welcome All Panthers. Number two, the Atlanta Ducks. They are going to be playing this week, 1-2. That is going to be an epic battle. Someone's O has to go. Number three, the Wilmington Pilots, out of Carson, California. I believe these guys can play with any of these two teams, 1 or 2. Number four, the West 7 Rams out of Michigan, out of Detroit to be exact. And you know, Coach, how I love the Detroit brand of football. These guys come in at number four. Number five, the Dallas Truth black team. That's Deion Sanders and those boys. Number six, the Miami Gardens Ravens. Number seven, the Bonita Bucks out of right here in San Diego. Very good, very, very good 10U team. Number eight, the United Yellow Jackets. They're out of Texas. Number nine, the Memphis Ducks out of Tennessee. Number 10, the North County Seminoles out of Missouri. Number 11, the PPO Bengals out of Florida. Number 12, the Arizona Knights out of course, Arizona. Number 13, the Central VA Hurricanes, and this is the third team from the Central VA Hurricanes that's on this list. They got a great organization from top to bottom. Number 14, the Montgomery Seminoles out of Alabama. Number 15, making their debut, is the Long Island Spartans. The Long Island Spartans are making their debut in the rankings because they beat the number 13 team last week, the Bronx Buccaneers out of New York. Shout out to that very good conference in New York, the Big Apple Conference, one of the best in the nation. And they're another conference that beats up on each other, Coach. And while we're talking about New York football, Coach, you've been all over this country. You know, talk about some of the differences in the football styles that you'll see in places like New York versus, you know, the South and then versus the West Coast.
Well, for one thing, like we talked about, a lot of the, you know, New York, New Jersey and stuff, you know, they do more by pounds and like a lot of other places do it, like 13U, 14U, 12U. They go 65-pounders, 75-pounders, 95-pounders, 105, 115, 125, and unlimited. So it makes a difference as far as that's concerned. But football, like you said, football is football. And it's just a different brand. They try to keep the weight, you know, right around the same as everybody. But you might have only on the unlimited where you might have kids that might be in the sixth grade playing with seventh and eighth graders because of their weight. So to me, that's the only difference, Coach.
Absolutely. And sometimes that makes a big difference, but then other times it doesn't, because we have some teams on our rankings that are weighted organizations, right? But they'll play these unlimited weight teams because they don't care, because like you said before, football is football. Moving right along to the 9U, another rematch, another matchup of number one versus number two, the Welcome All Panthers at number two, the Atlanta Ducks at number one. They will face off this week. That is going to be an epic battle. Shout out to Generation Next. They will be in the building covering the entire day. The Fort Worth Outlaws come in at number three. The IE Ducks are at number four. At number five, the North Houston Panthers, a.k.a. the Pack, round out the top five in the 9U division. Now, we did have a shakeup in the 9U division. The North Texas Bandits, who were ranked number two last week, took an L and fell out of the rankings this week. But, they, you know, again, it'll all play itself out, and you'll have an opportunity to make it back up. So, again, we mentioned at number four, the IE Ducks maybe has the best 9U running back in the nation, in my opinion. Number five, the Pack. Number six, the Orange County Buckeyes out of the Flow League. They are very good team at that level. Number seven, the Kendall Boys and Girls Club out of Florida. It's the only Boys and Girls Club team that made our list, but this team can play with anybody in the nation. They've got size, they've got speed, and great coaching to go with that. Number eight, we go to St. Louis, the St. Louis Bad Boys out of Missouri. Number nine, the Middle River Renegades, the Blue Team out of Maryland. Number 10, the Tamarack Cougars out of Florida. 11, the Marshall Heights Bison out of Maryland. Excuse me. Number 12, the Colorado Junior Broncos. It's a very good team. Number 13, the Judson Junior Rockets out of Texas. Number 14, the Columbia Ravens out of Maryland. And number 15, making their debut, is the Katy Elite Bears. And last but not least are the babies. Now, last year, you guys noticed we didn't do the 8U and the 9U, or we did them together. But this year we decided, definitely, especially because with our partners on the East Coast, Generation Next, we are able to do it. We got a lot more resources, a lot more scouts on the ground. So at the 8U division, the Atlanta Ducks come in at number one. And they definitely are the number one team in the nation. Number two, going back to my second home, Detroit, the Motor City Wolverines. Number three, Welcome All Panthers out of Georgia. Number four, the Carson Colts, great 8U organization. Number five, the Miami Gardens Chiefs, going back to Florida. And number six, the Montgomery Elite. They are out of Alabama. Number 7, St. Louis Bad Boys. So we see that in the Missouri area, the 8U, 9U, 10U, the future is really bright for the football product in that area. Number 8, the Rich City Spiders out of Virginia. Number 9, Plantation Wildcats. Number 10, the Brandon Ravens, out of Florida. Number 11, the Fulton Falcons out of Tennessee. Number 12, the North Texas Bandits holding it down for their 9U brothers, took a hard loss last week. Number 13, the Marshall Heights Bison out of Maryland. Number 14, the Balboa Raiders out of San Diego. And number 15, making their debut in the 8U rankings, is the Hamilton Tigers. Wow, Coach, really said a mouthful with the rankings. Before we let that go and get our baller on the line, what are your final thoughts about the rankings this week?
Well, Coach, what I'm excited about after you said that mouthful, I'm excited about seeing the Atlanta Ducks and the Welcome All Panthers lower division play each other. And I'm hoping that that's going to happen and happen sometime soon. That should be exciting just to kind of see how those games play out.
I think those are going to be great. So, Coach, we're going to take a quick break, and then we're going to come back with a new segment called Street Talk. We've got Jerome Hooper, I'm sorry. Did I say that right? Jerome Harper on the line. We're going to come back with him. You are listening to the National Sports Report on the NSR Sports Network. Do yourself a favor.
This is Glenn DeVoe at Camp Lyman, an elite middle school all-star football team. You're listening to NSR Sports Radio.
Coach Lombardi. Coach Shula. Coach Landry. Coach Dave. Great coaches make us better players and better people. To become a better coach, visit usafootball.com, the official youth football partner of the NFL.
The fall sports season is almost here, and Loudmouth Guards wants to protect your little athlete this season with the coolest mouth guards on the planet Earth. Loudmouth Guards give your child over 50 different styles to choose from, including digital camo, slogans like play hard, and the ever-popular vampire or shark teeth mouth guards. See them all at loudmouthguards.com. Who says safety has to be boring? These are fully tested and accredited by the Child Protection and Safety Commission. Pacifier style, non-moldable, one-size-fits-all mouth guards that literally get in your face. Loudmouth Guards, where protection meets expression.
Looking for football news at every level? Then look no further. The National Sports Report and NSRFootball.com are proud to present NSR Sports Radio. Join your host, Coach P, as we break down the trending topics in the NFL, the NCAA, high school football, youth football, and beyond. Also joining us are former NFL quarterback Akili Smith and Coach David Riley in our Ask the Duck segment. These two guys have over 25 years of football experience, and they are waiting to share it with you. Join all the action every Wednesday at 6 p.m. Pacific, 9 p.m. Eastern, only on the National Sports Report. Football news at every level.
This is Akili Smith of Akili Smith Training. Please check me and the fellas out every Wednesday night for Real Talk segment on NSR Sports Radio.
And welcome back to the National Sports Report on the NSR Sports Network. And just in case you missed it, we just went over the rankings, gave you a little bit of background on the rankings, why we did it, how we do it, how we choose them. So stop with the hate and just continue to stay motivated. And your team can also be on the rankings. We're going to switch gears a little bit, go to a new segment we call Street Talk. We are definitely pleased to have Brother Jerome Harper on the line. How are you? diehard Cowboy fan, a man after my own heart, and we're going to talk a little bit of Cowboy football. So I'm going to let you start it off. You know, what are some of the things you're seeing with America's team? And whoever don't like it, you know, as all these guys are saying, if you don't like that we America's team, then leave America. Talk to me, brother.
Well, man, that's the thing, man. I'm Jerome Hopper. I'm from a little city, man, originally from Gastonia, North Carolina. You know, representing America's favorite team. What I see right now, I see a young Cowboy team. You know, I'm predicting 13-3. That's what I'm predicting. You know, we got a lot of haters going to say, man, no, y'all ain't that good. But when it comes down to it, at the end of the day, man, that's America's favorite team. And so when I look at, you know, where we going, you know, Romo on the bench right now, I want to ride the hot head with old Dak Prescott and see where he can take us in these next coming weeks.
No, I'll tell you this, man. I too am a Dallas Cowboy fan, a diehard Dallas Cowboy fan myself. I am inclined to believe that brother Dak Prescott is the man that can do it. But
he's man.
Say when Tony Romo comes back, they're going to give it to him. You think that's a good move or a bad move, or should they just stay with Dak Prescott?
I think honestly. You know, and that's what I fear. You know, Tony come back. You know, week 7, week 8. You know, Jerry Jones gonna give it to him. You know, I think, you know, he's been out the game for so long. You know, he should just ride the hot hand. You know, that continue to do well. You know, let's keep the ball in his hand and let's keep him moving. He's mobile. You know, he get out the pocket. He can sit in the pocket. You know, he offers so much more right now than what Tony can. You know, Tony's a great quarterback. You know, a lot of people would differ from that, you know, but a lot of things Tony's done in the past have been his fault. You know, some has. But majority, you know, if you look at the ratings, Tony is an overall good quarterback. But right now, you know, Prescott, he's leading the charge right now. These guys got playing with energy. You know, they're blocking. You know, he's scrambling, you know, getting out 10, 12 yards. You know, that's what we need right now. And so, you know, if we get you know, Terrence Williams and everybody else, you know, not to make silly, you know, mistakes, which, you know, all NFL players do, but, you know, we can be a lot further ahead now than where I see we going.
Absolutely. Now, see, I'm glad you brought up Terrence Williams. I think that that was not the reason why we lost the game. I think the reason why we lost the game is you can put it on two situations. Dez Bryant dropping that touchdown in the end zone to a field goal, so you add 4 more points, we win the game there. Earlier in the game, Beasley drops a go-ahead touchdown on the 5-yard line where we had to settle for a field goal there. That's 8 points right there. We win
That's
the
right.
game. So,
right.
it should not have come down to that. We would be 3-0. And to all those horrible Giants fans out there, to all you sucky Giants fans out there that were riding high and then you lose to the Redskins, what do you say to these Giants fans?
Man, like they, you know, like the old saying say, you know, the bigger they are, the harder they fall. So the Giants, you know, they consider themselves Giants, you know, that's their name, but you know, they just some suckers, you know. They got beat by the Deadskins, what we call them down here in Gastonia, you know, got beat by them.
Hey,
I'm from
DC, and that's what I call them, the Deadskins too, man. Preach,
you know,
brothers.
That's all it is, you know, the Deadskins, you know, so. You know, we got a tough, you know, a couple weeks we'll see the Eagles, you know, who seem like, you know, a good hot team right now. But, you know, we're not going to look past, you know, the 49ers on Sunday. We got work for them, too. You know, so we're going to keep the ball moving, spread the ball around. And like I said, Elliott, he's the man. He's a running back. You know, keep him healthy. You know, if he's giving us 120 a game, you know, I don't see why we shouldn't win a game. You know, and Dak won't have to do much.
I agree. I think that between Elliott and Morris, and then when our other back comes back, I mean, we will be ready to go. You're talking about a three-headed monster. And, you know, and before we let you go, talk about Dez. You know, looks like he may or may not be out for a while. How big of a loss would that be if Dez can't go?
Man, that would be a huge loss because Dez adds so much more to our offense. And if he's not in the game, you know, you really don't have that person that you're really focusing on. So that with Dez being in the game, you know, that's when Beasley can step up. You know, Williams can step up. You know, of course, Jason Witten. You know, these guys, it takes so much pressure off Dez, you know. But when he's in there, you know, he's a threat. So, you know, hopefully he can go and he can continue to give us, you know, that monster that we're looking for, because he's playing with a lot of energy and a lot of passion right now. And he wants, you can tell he wants, you know, he wants to come off that bad year he had last year and continue to go. But one thing for sure I do know, we won't go 8-8. I tell you that now. If anybody say otherwise, we can see me in the barbershop, because, you know, we talk barbershop smack all the time.
I hear that. Well, I mean, we appreciate you coming on. This is our first edition of Street Talk. And if you are a fan out there and we just happen to do this with a fan who is a fan of the greatest team that has ever worked the face of the earth, I don't care what Coach Duck say, we are the greatest team in the nation, and I don't care who don't like it. But if you have a team that you want to talk about and you want to come on and refute that, you know, definitely hit us up at nsrfootball.com, and we'll get you on in our new segment called Street Talk. Man, you drop so much knowledge on these guys, man. I almost hate to let you go, being a Cowboy fan that you are, man. But before I do let you go, man, any shout-outs, anything you'd like to say to the people listening?
Man, you know how the people do. You know how to shout out my mom and them and all that. You know how they do, but now I don't want to do that. You know, much love to everybody. Much love to Coach, you know, for definitely giving me this opportunity, man. I definitely, you know, this is a pleasure. And, you know, just like, you know, old Trump want to say, you know, make America great again. You know, Dallas Cowboys, we make America great again, you know, without Trump. So we're going to make America great once. So everybody's doing that.
I heard that, man.
Yes, sir. You know, we got T-shirts, hats, coats, you know, whatever you need. You know, I got a jewel now. You know, he can make you an ascot, you know, whatever you need. We got everything for all brothers. So we're going to make America great again with these Cowboys.
Absolutely. Hey, Coach Duck, man, I'm about to vote this man into office, man. I mean, he might be the best option that we got. You know what I'm saying? So I appreciate it. And, again, you guys
Coach P, you were wrong, man. Oh, my goodness, man. I hope the listeners out there, man, whoo. I need some air, man. I'm going to have to step outdoors.
We're going to give you some air, man. Go ahead and be a part of this Making America Great movement by becoming the Dallas Cowboy fan. It's all
yes,
good.
Sir.
All those Stephen A. Smith guys who just hate on the Cowboys just because you really love us, it's okay, man. Just go ahead and admit it and just come on over. I was born and raised in Washington, D.C., grew up a Cowboy fan, and they didn't get good until I went to college. You know what I mean? So I had to grow up in that mess. Now
that's right.
It is what, you know what I'm saying? So we're going to take another quick break. When we come back, we're going to come back hopefully with the Baller Spotlight. You guys are listening to the National Sports Report on the NSR Sports Network. Don't go anywhere.
Looking for football news at every level? Then look no further. The National Sports Report and NSRFootball.com are proud to present NSR Sports Radio. Join your host, Coach P, as we break down the trending topics in the NFL, the NCAA, high school football, youth football, and beyond. Also joining us are former NFL quarterback Akili Smith and Coach David Riley in our Ask the Duck segment. These two guys have over 25 years of football experience, and they are waiting to share it with you. Join all the action every Wednesday at 6 p.m. Pacific, 9 p.m. Eastern, only on the National Sports Report. Football news at every level.
Season is almost here, and Loudmouth Guards wants to protect your little athlete this season with the coolest mouth guards on the planet Earth. Loudmouth Guards give your child over 50 different styles to choose from, including digital camo, slogans like play hard, and the ever-popular vampire or shark teeth mouth guards. See them all at loudmouthguards.com. Who says safety has to be boring? These are fully tested and accredited by the Child Protection and Safety Commission. Pacifier style, non-moldable, one-size-fits-all mouth guards that literally get in your face. Loudmouth Guards, where protection meets expression.
You said keep it PG-13? Okay, I got you. Yowza, yowza, yowza. Put Voice Sports up in your internet browser as Voice Sports Radio comes to you every Thursday night right here on the National Sports Report. That's right, don't forget to download the podcast at www.nsrfootball.com. Call in tonight. That's right, 646-668-2526. be a part of the Hotline Bling. Let's go.
Collect your favorite NFL players. Upgrade with stars from the past and present. And dominate your rivals on the field. This is the next level of fantasy football. This is where the season never ends. This is where legends are made. This is Madden Ultimate Team.
The duck. Quack, quack, quack.
Man, I know you guys missed it the last 2 weeks, but we got my man Duck in, and we're going to briefly get asked the duck by one about a man that has over 30 years of football knowledge. Coach Duck, take it away.
All right, Coach P, as usual, you know, we had a parent that's calling in. You know, his son has some concerns about the team, his teammates not playing as one, and what could they possibly do about it? And my thing is, you have to lead, and you lead by example. And a lot of times when you are a leader and you're doing positive things, a lot of times the team will flow with you and they'll start doing positive things. But you can't be a knucklehead and not doing the correct things out there. And then, you know, that's a carryover to the team. But the positive things will also carry over. You know, my thing is do stuff with your teammates. You guys can eat together. You can have stuff, you know, get with the coach, create a study table, do community service together. There's a lot of things that, as far as team building, team leadership, that you can work out together, lift weights together, and that's part of your working out. During the summer, a lot of things that you want to do is go out and throw the ball, especially if you're a quarterback. You want to get your receivers to develop that rapport with the young men that you're going to be working with, and also with the running back. I'm a lineman. I'm going to get with the lineman, work on my plays. You know, you can put trash cans in front of you. You know, talk about who you're blocking, how to block, things of that nature. I just think that just coming together and being together, That can create a lot of rapport with each other. So those are just some of the things I think you can do to build that rapport within your team and create a positive chemistry with your teammates. All right, back to you, Coach P.
I love it. And, I mean, that camaraderie, Coach, is so very, very important when you're talking about team, and particularly in football, which is the ultimate team sport. You definitely got to love each other, and you guys got to do things together. Now, listen, if you have a question for our resident expert, man, with over 30 years of football experience, please hit us up at nsrfootball.com. Click on the Ask the Duck tab. Ask your question. There's no dumb question, but an unasked question, and we're going to get our resident expert to take a look and answer your question. But right now, we're going to move on to one of our favorite times of the show. This is where we get to highlight some of the great ballers in the nation.
Baller Spotlight. Youth and high school athletes across the country.
All Seth. Listen up, listen up. That means that there is a baller abound, and we got a great young baller and his coach on the line with us today. This is a young guy out of West Virginia, out of Mount View High School. The baller is Joe Hayes, and he's on the line with his coach, Larry Thompson. First of all, Coach, how are you doing, and thanks for coming on the show.
Thanks for having me, Coach P. I'm doing well, man. How are you?
I'm excellent, man. And Coach David Riley tells me you guys have a baby powerhouse in the making over there. So, you know, we're definitely glad to have you on. So why don't you tell us a little bit about this young man that you have with us. What makes this guy such a special player?
Well, I started at Mountain View back in 2013. I had just recently graduated from college. Now, Joseph was a freshman when I first had him in VE. And I just watched this young man grow from freshman to senior year, and his work ethic is impeccable. He spends the extra time and hours putting in work, you know, the little things from the weight room to the conditioning to the stretching to the film study and everything, man. He's a complete player. He does everything right on and off the field. He's a 4.0 student, straight-A student, you know. And he's just one of those guys that coaches can't ask for, they can't replace, you know. And Justin's having a great senior year so far. And he continues to do everything the right way and holding off the field.
Absolutely, absolutely. And without further ado, Mr. Joseph Hayes, how are you and how are things going out there?
I'm good. How are you, Coach T?
I'm excellent, excellent. Very happy to have you on the show. So we'll just jump right into it. Talk about, you know, this being your senior year. What are some of your goals this year for the team and for you individually?
The goals as a team, you know, our team, we haven't had the best season in the last couple of years, but this year I think we've made a difference. You know, the past couple of years we've been winning on high school, and our record has not reflected the talent that we have. But, you know, it was a program that put something had to actually get started back up. You know, we had to start from the bottom again. And through Coach Thompson's coaching and through our rest of our coaches, you know, we started building the program, and one of our big things is buying into the program, you know, being committed. And, you know, we haven't won a lot of games, but this year we're 2-2 so far, so we've won our second game, and we haven't won our second game in 5 years. So, I mean, as my senior year, you know, that means a lot to me, but that doesn't mean stop. You know, that means keep going. We have aspirations of playing in the playoffs, you know, going to Willing Park to play in our state playoffs, single-A playoffs, you know. We still have a chance to do something special. We have a chance to go 8-2, and that will get us into the playoffs. And, you know, hopefully we can have that home playoff game to have that advantage. But as a senior, you know, that's everything to me, you know. Going out there with my brothers and just battling, and hopefully we can change things around.
Absolutely, and that's a great answer. I mean, that's the type of answer I know, and Coach will attest to this, that you want from, you know, your great young athletes. So talk about some of the things you like to do off the field. I mean, what are some of the things you're interested in, you know, as far as academically pursuing?
Academically, you know, academically in college, I want to go to study physical therapy. Things I do outside of school, you know, I have two younger sisters, so I'm always running around from different sports, as volleyball or softball. So, you know, I'm always somewhere helping them, or and I'm always in my community. You know, I have a community center that's right below my house, and we go out and we get community hours just from helping people. Or I'm part of a building crew also, so we go out and build things for people that are less fortunate than us. And, you know, I'm always for helping somebody else.
Absolutely, and that shows in the film. I mean, you seem like you are the consummate team mate. Now, you play both ways, running back and defensive back. Which one do you prefer? You prefer scoring touchdowns, or you prefer knocking people's blocks off?
I don't know. It's pretty close, because, I mean, defense, you know, you may not be having that great offensive game, but on defense, I mean, you can never go wrong. I mean, you can always stop somebody. So I don't know. That feeling that you get from scoring, it's just nothing. So I don't know. That's a tough one.
Nah, I hear you, and that's a good answer. So it's safe to say you like me, you know, almost equally. Now, you're a senior this year, and you know, what are the colleges saying? Who's recruiting you? How is that process going for you?
You know, actually, I haven't been trying that hard to get recruited. I didn't really start until my 11th grade year when the coach was like, "You have something special. I mean, you can play at the college level." And, you know, he asked me, he was like, "Seriously, do you want to play at the college level?" And, you know, I started thinking about that. And he was like, "I give you time to think." And I thought about it. And I wish I would have got asked this question earlier, like my ninth grade year, my freshman year. But last year, that's when I really made that strive to just know that I wanted to play college ball. And through coach's help, you know, That's where I eventually want to be, is playing college ball.
Absolutely. Well, man, according to the film and after speaking to you, you know, you're a great young man. I think the sky's the limit for you. Before we let you go, are there any shout-outs, anybody you want to say hi to, your mom, your team, anyone like that?
Oh, yeah, I want to shout out my mom, my dad for pushing me to do my best. My coaches, all of my coaches, I mean, I can't name them all. Just all the ones from my sixth grade to my 12th grade year and I want to thank the people that believed in me, but also I want to thank the people that didn't believe in me, because they did not put me down, but they gave me motivation to prove them wrong.
And, man, I think that might have been perhaps the best answer that you've given on the show. It's been my great pleasure to talk to you. And we have a little bit of static with Coach, so I'm just going to say, Coach, thank you for coming on. This is the Baller Spotlight with running back, defensive back out of Mount View High School in West Virginia, Joe Hayes. We're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we're going to come back with Philip Blackwell. You are listening to the National Sports Report on the NSR Sports Network.
This is Glenn DeVoe, a camp lineman, an elite middle school all-star football team. You're listening to NSR Sports Radio.
Coach Lombardi. Coach Shula. Coach Landry. Coach Dave. Great coaches make us better players and better people. To become a better coach, visit usafootball.com, the official youth football partner of the NFL.
The fall sports season is almost here, and Loudmouth Guards wants to protect your little athlete this season with the coolest mouth guards on the planet Earth. Loudmouth Guards give your child over 50 different styles to choose from, including digital camo, slogans like play hard, and the ever-popular vampire or shark teeth mouth guards. See them all at loudmouthguards.com. Who says safety has to be boring? These are fully tested and accredited by the Child Protection and Safety Commission. Pacifier style, non-moldable, one-size-fits-all mouth guards that literally get in your face. Loudmouth Guards, where protection meets expression.
Looking for football news at every level? Then look no further. The National Sports Report and NSRFootball.com are proud to present NSR Sports Radio. Join your host, Coach P, as we break down the trending topics in the NFL, the NCAA, high school football, youth football, and beyond. Also joining us are former NFL quarterback Akili Smith and Coach David Riley in our Ask the Duck segment. These two guys have over 25 years of football experience, and they are waiting to share it with you. Join all the action every Wednesday at 6 p.m. Pacific, 9 p.m. Eastern, only on the National Sports Report. Football news at every level.
This is Akili Smith of Akili Smith Training. Please check me and the fellas out every Wednesday night for Real Talk segment on NSR Sports Radio.
And welcome back to the National Sports Report on the NSR Sports Network. Joining us, as usual, is a guy. He's a friend of the show. Love having this guy on the show. Very knowledgeable about the game, the ins and outs, the behind the scenes. Mr. Philip Blackwell, how are you, my brother, and how are things going on that side of the world?
I'm well. How's everything with everybody else?
Man, things are well. Things are well out this way. We just going to jump right into it. You know, you like to bring the hard-hitting news, so we're going to just jump right into it with a lot of the social issues that are plaguing our country, particularly as it relates to black men. You have a firsthand look at the effect of what Colin Kaepernick kind of started and is doing. Just give us your thoughts on that and in that situation and how that's being received in the locker rooms and that type of thing.
Well, my opinion is Kaepernick's stand is wonderful. How it's done, even though it's drawing a lot of attention, it could be more flagrant, and he didn't do it that way, you know, which sometimes athletes are accused of being overly flagrant. Throughout the NFL, the players are just so supportive of it because it's something that needs to be said. And I'm noticing from what I'm hearing in circles, I'm hearing via the media, and I'm hearing just out in public, a lot of people don't understand what his protest is. And some people are just stuck on, he's not pledging the allegiance to the flag, and which is, you know, representing our country. He's not disagreeing with any of that. He's just saying the words of our national anthem is not being upheld in real life. And he's not going against it. He's still a proud American. And those guys who are supporting it, they're proud Americans. It's just that they're bringing attention to the fact that America isn't the way people, the way the people who wrote our national anthem and our bylaws meant it to be.
And that was well said. That was well said. And I'm one of those ones who, just as a black man with teenage sons that are all driving, I am one who is tired of the rhetoric from a lot of the guys that they put these microphones in front of, and they speak, you know, hey, I wouldn't have done it this way, or I wouldn't have done it that way, or, you know, Colin Kaepernick, we don't respect you because you didn't do it when you came in the league, and so forth and so on. A lot of these people live in glass houses of their own. Me personally, I think it took one to stand up, and I wouldn't care if he did it, you know, from the backup stance or as a starter. You know, someone needed to do something in a high-profile position to bring light to it. And I think, like you said, this was the most nonviolent way that it could have been done where it would affect people. I think that's a good thing. So moving right along into the sport, now that we got that out the way, who so far in the NFL is your surprise team? Who's doing something that you didn't think they would be doing right now?
Baltimore Ravens. I did not think the Baltimore Ravens were ready to even be a playoff contender. I mean, they're right now vying for, they're vying to go 4-0 the first quarter of the season. You know, so as in the NFL, I don't know if the listeners know, most teams divide the season up into quarters, you know, so this is the first quarter. And I didn't think it was any way possible with, of course, Joe Flacco coming back from his injuries. Not too many big names. I mean, they signed Devin Hester, and they also have Steve Smith coming back off of another possible career-ending injury. Then they, you know, didn't have major running backs, and they just surprisingly have found a way to win. My next team would be Philadelphia. The Eagles themselves have, I think they shocked themselves to be where they at with a rookie quarterback. you know, I mean, there's a few other teams, but those two right there stand out and they resonate because of what they were predicted to not even make the playoffs. They're also looking at it through my eyes and my personal experience with those teams and their rosters. Being a fan of the game, I would have told everybody listening now that there's no way that either one of them teams would be undefeated.
Absolutely. And me being a Cowboy fan, I hate the fact that Philadelphia is doing so well. But they definitely made me a believer this week doing what they did to the Pittsburgh Steelers. And I have to eat a little bit of crow because Carson Wentz looks like the real deal. And you're a quarterback guy, skill position guy. Give me your assessment on young Carson Wentz.
Carson Wentz is the real deal. And the best thing that's helping him out and it's for the fans is he's in a system that works for him. It's not trying to make him a superstar. The system works. It's very simple, and it's something that he's familiar with. A lot of guys in the NFL, we all know that do bad on one team, then go to another team and do very well, especially at the quarterback position. A lot of times that problem is the actual system that they're in. And I'm emphasizing that to our listeners. The system might not work for you. So what you do in your house might not work for me if I moved in with you. So I might need to go somewhere else and live under somebody else's way of living. So Carson Wentz just landed in a perfect situation where the system works for him. He's not, quote-unquote, learning, and he's not even following a big-time guy. If you know, whoever follows Tom Brady, they're going to have a headache. You know,
right.
Denver has the same situation there. Whoever follows Aaron Rodgers, they're going to have a headache because those guys are great at what they do. You know, and since they're great at what they do, it's just not easy to fill a great shoes. You know,
right.
Looking, I mean, thinking about the Cowboys, I actually am. They're one of my surprise teams too. And I've actually,
right.
They're one of my teams I'm doing a lot of work with. But looking at the Cowboys and their quarterback, the best thing about it, they simplified their play calls to do so this kid doesn't have to overthink and he can get comfortable with it. But most importantly, I'm sorry to say to the Romo fans, the quarterback's not following a great guy. He's following Tony Romo's been almost average. He's just the Cowboys quarterback, and, of course, that comes with the publicity, just like if you played in New York. The New York media is going to make you bigger than you really are. So the Cowboys quarterback, Prescott, he's doing very well because they not going to say they dumbed down the system. They made the system simpler, and then now once he learns his ABCs of that system, now they can move on to the CDNS, you know, of the system, and they're doing very well, especially with their rookie running back.
Absolutely, and I think having arguably the best offensive line in the league with all that depth, that doesn't hurt either. And now that we're learning that Dez may be out for some time, we'll see how that affects him. I am one who doesn't believe that's going to affect him much, considering, you know, Dez hasn't been the biggest target. Like you said, they've been doing a lot of underneath stuff and been running the ball effectively, and I think that running game is coming along. Me personally, with Dak Prescott, I like his leadership. The things that he was doing in the preseason is starting to translate into the regular season, so I think the future looks bright. Now, I do have to say this about Tony Romo, and I've probably been his biggest critic. His regular season stats, I mean, have been phenomenal. But, of course, who cares about that if you can't win a playoff game and if you cannot stay on the field,
right.
Which is a huge thing. Now, lastly, the last thing about Dak Prescott, when Tony Romo comes back, okay, you put on your GM hat, and this kid is 6-2 when Tony Romo comes back. Do you give the team back to Tony Romo or do you ride with Prescott?
Yes. I'm putting on my GM hat and the business aspect. A lot of times GMs have to make decisions from the owner's point of view. If I'm paying you starter money, you have to start. From a fan in our hearts, a lot of fans are saying, "Well, we're trying to win," which is true. But yeah, you know, if I'm paying you starter money, you're going to have to start. And in this situation here, it's Tony Romo's job to lose. Okay, so remember, this kid was third string for a reason, not because he was a possible starter in the NFL. Okay, he's getting the experience and the notches in his belt now to be a starter. But just look at Brock Osweiler at Denver. You know, those guys who have been behind greats, and they have now, you know, filled in for the greats to audition. I can see Prescott right now auditioning for other teams in the NFL and going to be a starter if Romo comes back and has a possible longevity of being healthy.
Yeah.
Or he could.
I just think
he could choose to stay his backup.
I just think that Romo has shown a propensity to be injured. I agree, even though I don't like the idea of giving the job back to Romo, but I agree that's what's probably going to happen when Romo comes back. But I think, you know, and it is because of the money, but coming into the season next year, and I mean, I don't wish anything bad on Tony Romo, but I just hope it's worse than it is and he's out for the rest of the season and we can see what we have in Prescott,
right,
so they don't have to make that decision. You know what I mean?
Right.
But
and
we talked about
Prescott.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
A chance to just – it gives Prescott a chance to – if we know Romo's not coming back, it gives him a chance to basically not look over his shoulder. You know, okay,
right,
you're it. You're who we going with. And I'm going to chime on another thing, which you said a little bit earlier. I disagree with the Dez Bryant being out. See, because with Dez Bryant on the field, the defenses have to play looser because of his threat. Even though he hasn't been a big target, I mean, he's not targeted because they're probably triple and double teaming him. And not probably,
right,
but from the things that I've seen. So now when you're triple and double teaming Dez Bryant, that's going to open up the running game. That's going to open up the short, quick pass game. Because if Dez Bryant is taking the top off the defense, and what I mean about that is if Dez Bryant, which is his size and speed and ability, he has the ability to run downfield and take the safeties away from the run support, now it's easier to run the ball. It's easier for the slot guys, the tight ends, and your other receiver, you know, your third and second and third reads to get a quick slant, to get a hitch and out, you know, after Dez takes the defense deep downfield. So, yeah, now with Dez not on the field, it'll be easier for defenses to plan to play against the Cowboys just because he's not, you know, that ultimate threat isn't out there. But if you ignore Dez Bryant, a healthy Dez Bryant, he could break your heart. I mean, depending on, you know, who you are, you know. And when that one person is missing, I think it's very big and detrimental to the whole team, even with the greatest line in football.
I definitely get that. And lastly, I think Dez needs to get with you and sharpen up on his technique a little bit. Me personally, I don't think he's a very good route runner. I think he relies on his athleticism entirely too much, which contributes to him getting hurt all the time because he's always trying to go beast mode. So lastly, Coach, you know, talk about what's new in terms of the combines and giving these young guys an opportunity to fulfill their dreams.
Well, with the combines coming up, I don't know if you guys have been watching the show Undrafted. We're doing more of a deep, in-depth investigation and pulling guys into the NFL. Of course, from a personality standpoint, from an overall background standpoint. So this upcoming year, what has been released now is we're even going to invite guys from Canada in. And the NFL is going to go across international line. And we're going to try out to do a combine in Canada and see if there's any NFL talent there to even bring them back to the United States. That's the newest thing. Other than that, the combines are still going on. The security measures and the background checks have been one of the league's biggest things. And when I say biggest things, they're looking more into guys' backgrounds because the NFL is not in a need anymore for just anybody who can play football. You know, now they're looking for well-rounded guys. Now we're looking for guys who can bring something to the table. And so one of the main questions in this past combine to each one of the athletes during their interviews was, what else do they do outside of football? So it was really great to see guys who play the piano, guys who are artists, guys who are poetry writers, and guys who have already done big things prior to even making it to the NFL.
And that's well said, Coach. You know, we definitely always appreciate you when you can come on the show. We can definitely talk football, particularly my Dallas Cowboys. I can talk to them until I'm about that. So, I mean, thank you so much for coming on the show. Before we let you go, any last words, shout-outs, any email, or no, I'm sorry, websites you want us to check out? What's going on? Anything you want to leave us?
Man, right now I want everybody to watch the show Undrafted. It's come on Tuesdays from 8 p.m. Tuesdays Eastern Standard Time. I'm on there, but also we keep being nominated for an Emmy, so we need the ratings.
Absolutely. And well, I'm definitely a fan, you know what I'm saying? Every time I see you on there, that's my man, that's my dude right there, you know what I'm saying? So keep doing what you're doing, brother, and again, man, you're welcome on the show anytime. You know, it's like coming over the house. You get to sit in the big chair, man, go in the refrigerator, grab yourself a drink. It's all good, man.
Right, and God bless everybody.
Absolutely. Thanks again. And that was Philip Blackwell. Again, watch those guys, NFL Network Undrafted. And before we go, we got about 7 minutes left. I want to make sure that we get this young, great baller, and I'm going to let you, Coach Duck, please introduce our next baller, please.
Yeah, without a want to be so we can get it all in. This young man, his uncle was Easley, played with the San Francisco 49ers and West Virginia University. Great friend, great person, great family man. Probably one of my best friends. This is his nephew, Isaiah Coulter, playing at Gwynn Park. Outstanding young man. Sky's the limit for him. Without further ado, Isaiah, how you doing, Isaiah?
Hey, how you doing? I'm doing good.
Isaiah, man, definitely glad to have you on, and sorry about the last couple of weeks not being able to get to you, but, you know, Coach Duck really thought that it was important to get you on the show, so, and after watching the film, I see why, man. You're just an animal out there, brother. Talk about what motivates you. Man, you're very welcome. Thank you, man. I love the way you play football. Talk about what motivates you to be the player that you are.
Just like seeing other players and how like dominant they look on the field, it kind of like motivates me and makes me work hard.
Absolutely. You know, and your goals, you know, you being, you know, a young player, what are some of your goals? First start with your team goals and then talk about your individual goals for this season.
Well, first I want to go undefeated as a team and then win the state championship because I haven't won one before. And then my goals, individual goals, probably just have to be I don't really have individual goals. I just want to be the best player I could be, help my team win.
Absolutely. Great answer. Talk about the off season. What are some of the things that you're doing, you know, that helps prepare you to being such a great athlete, such a great player that you are, outside of genetics, of course? What are some of the things you're doing in the off season?
I'm doing a lot of field work, footwork stuff. I'm running on the track, stuff like that, lifting weights. I'm also running routes with my quarterback, so that's how we kind of get our chemistry now for the season.
Okay. So, I mean, when you talk about, you know, running routes and that type of stuff, we just talked about Dez a little bit. Who are some of the guys you look up to or some of the guys you pattern your game after?
My favorite receiver is Julio Jones. And I also like Dez Bryant. He's cool. And I like Odell. Those are probably my favorite three.
okay, you know, Odell just with all the swag and everything, and, you know, big receiver, Julio, big receiver. One of the things that I noticed, too, you know what I'm saying, that, you know, a lot of people don't really pay attention to is your willingness to block at the wide receiver position. Sometimes that goes unnoticed. Talk about that, man. Where you get that mean streak from?
You just got to have it. It's either you don't block or you don't play. So that's kind of how I look at it. You got to help
basically
the running backs run.
Absolutely. And that's basically a team first, you know, not being a me guy. And, you know, a lot of receivers, you know, they like that. They divas, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, it's good to hear from a receiver with a linebacker's mentality, man. I love that, man. So talk about the recruiting part of things, you know, any schools looking at you. How has that process been going for you so far?
It's been going good so far. I have offers from Rhode Island and Towson right now. I'm still debating where I'm going to go for next year, but I should be getting some more offers coming after the season, later on in the season.
Absolutely. I mean, after you guys put down this undefeated season and make that state championship bid, you know, they're all going to have to stand up for attention, man. And lastly, talk about some of the things you want to pursue academically, because we all know that football is going to be, you know, in the large scheme of things, a short part of your life. What are some of the things you like to do off the field and some of the things you want to pursue academically?
Well, I want to get straight A's and just make my mom proud.
Okay. All right. Those are all very good goals, man. Very good goals. Man, we appreciate you coming on the show. Any last words, any shout outs, teammates, parents, anything like that you want to say to our listeners while we have you here?
I just want to thank Coach Hayes for believing in me and my mom for raising me up well. So, yeah, that's about it.
Absolutely, man. Well, it was a pleasure having you on the show. You know, great baller. Listen, you guys got to check this guy out, man. I mean, he plays wide receiver like a linebacker, I mean, but then got good feet, good hands, and stuff like that. I believe this kid is going to go very far. Isaiah Coulter from Glen Park High School is our baller spot. And what part of Maryland are you from, man?
Waldorf, Maryland.
Okay, see, I grew up in Washington, D.C., man. I can hear the Maryland, that DMV swag in you, man. So I had to go ahead and shout out on that, all right? All right, man, you have a good evening, man, and thanks for coming on the show. Guys, we're going to take one quick break. When we come back, we're going to come back with our parting shots. You are listening to the National Sports Report on the NSR Sports Network. Please do yourself a favor and don't go anywhere.
This is Glenn DeVoe, a camp lineman, an elite middle school all-star football team. You're listening to NSR Sports Radio.
Coach Lombardi. Coach Shula. Coach Landry. Coach Dave. Great coaches make us better players and better people. To become a better coach, visit usafootball.com, the official youth football partner of the NFL.
The fall sports season is almost here, and Loudmouth Guards wants to protect your little athlete this season with the coolest mouth guards on the planet Earth. Loudmouth Guards give your child over 50 different styles to choose from, including digital camo, slogans like play hard, and the ever-popular vampire or shark teeth mouth guard. See them all at loudmouthguards.com. Who says safety has to be boring? These are fully tested and accredited by the Child Protection and Safety Commission. Pacifier style, non-moldable, one-size-fits-all mouth guards that literally get in your face. Loudmouth Guards, where protection meets expression.
And welcome back to the National Sports Report on the NSR Sports Network. We got about 2 minutes, so we're going to get parting shots, and I'm going to start with you, Coach Harvey.
Hey, I just want to say this was an awesome show. You know, them rankings get everybody rattled and rattled because they have been talking and talking and talking forever, ever since this game with Snoop Dogg and the Canes. I just want to say next week is always a new week, so let's see what we're talking about next week.
Absolutely, absolutely. Coach Duck, parting shots.
My thing is, Coach Pete, when is it that you leave your house and don't know if you're going to return with what's going on in the world today?
That was deep. That's deep, and unfortunately, that seems to be the reality for a certain group of people, and you know, something has to happen, and I don't think it's law and order, but I'll leave that there. As far as me, my parting shots, you know, and it's something that I say every week, but you know, guys, we gotta really try to love each other, and also too, with these riots and that type of stuff, you know, to anyone that's listening, that does not help the situation. It only validates their fear of our community. Be smart. You know, it's time for the community leaders to stand up and basically channel this anger into something positive. I'm not saying don't be angry. I mean, we got a right to be angry. But it's time for the community leaders to stand up and channel this anger into something that is going to really talk about the product, the problem. You know, me personally, I think that, you know, one of these things that we should be talking about is getting these semi-automatic and these automatic weapons out of the hands of regular Americans. When you look at black-on-black crime and you look at or violence, and you look at the violence in Chicago, those things are not being perpetrated with handguns primarily. They're being perpetrated with assault weapons. I don't see any scenario in which any American homeowner needs to have an AK-47 in their home. And the reason why these things keep getting on our streets and permeating our community is because somebody's making money off of them. And when is it going to be, when are the lives of young minority kids, young disenfranchised people, and people in these communities going to be worth more than lining your pockets? Because that's what this is about. You want to stop the violence? Get the guns off the street. You can still participate in the First Amendment, but no one says that it has to be with an AK-47. You know, in the words of Nino Brown, ain't no Uzi factories in Harlem. But yet, you can get an Uzi on any street corner. Get those guns off the street, and you'll see a decrease in violence. Another thing, people say, how can we stop the police from shooting unarmed black men? Prosecute them. You say, you know, you're giving these guys football numbers for, you know, for anything like that, and the reason you're doing it is to deter the crime. Okay, you want to deter the crime? These police officers, and listen, there's some great police officers. I got friends that are police officers. You know, I mean, it's not all of them. But that doesn't matter. That's not the point. The ones that are doing these things, they need to be prosecuted. If you start prosecuting them, they will stop doing it. But why should I stop doing it if I know I can do it and nothing will happen to me? From shooting unarmed black men, prosecute him, and that'll stop it. And I'm going to leave you with the same thing I leave you with every week. The road to greatness is paved in stone. It's not paved in gold. Society dictates that someone has to flip burgers. No disrespect to anybody that flips burgers for a living, but if you had a choice to do something else, you would. So if you're looking at your elbows right now, you're looking at your knees, and they're not scratched up because you're not on that road to glory, you're not taking that road less traveled. If you're looking at TV while that other guy is out there running laps, while that other guy is doing five more reps and you quitting in the gym, look yourself in the mirror. You might be a burger flipper. For Coach Preston, Coach Josh in his absence, a shout-out to Coach Josh. My man is sick. Y'all keep him in your prayers and his family in your prayers. Coach Harvey, the great Coach Duck, I am Coach Preston. And you've been listening to the National Sports Report on the NSR Sports Network. Tune in every Wednesday, same time, same bat channel. I'm out.